response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
So we do have a new jobs report. These always come out on a Friday. Do you ever notice this? The day after Halloween. Isn't it always a it's just a coincidence. So this is brutal. 12,000 jobs were created last month, far fewer than the 100,000 jobs that economists had expected. And 46,000 manufacturing jobs were lost last month. And that reporting, by the way, comes as breaking news this morning from CNBC. Okay, so that's not a far right wing report there. It's coming from the, well, I mean, the jobs numbers, you can collect those off of all the government sites. So I have that as well. But CNBC putting that out there, that it's a brutal jobs report and coming out right before, you know, we have the November 5th election next Tuesday. But I will say it's one of those news jumps on a Friday morning. Just a coincidence. I'm just saying. Margaret, thank you for putting that information out that you live in New Holland and that the Amish are in play and that you have your husband's a driver for the Amish and the Mennonites, and they did have a meeting last night. They are activated, if you will, by what has happened with Amos Miller being persecuted. And I've called it that. It's a political persecution. They claimed, although didn't produce the evidence, that Amos Miller, that his huge farm, that has a huge following, people subscribe to it, and I have friends and family who also do, and Amos Miller, you know, they were trying to shut him down, put him out of business, saying, oh no, your milk caused salmonella poisoning or sickness or this or that, and they said, really, where? They're fighting it, obviously, but I think that the fact, you know, the image of this nice Amish family and their farm being, you know, hovered and then these activated, you know, at the state level, basically, you know, people all armed and geared up coming in like a SWAT team and shutting them down, treating them like they're the cartel members or something from Venezuela, which we do see that is a reality. But no, they're raiding an Amish farm. Give me a break. Give me a freaking break. And yeah, so good job. Good job. And that's the Shapiro administration, by the way. And now they've activated the Amish. And this is a lot of people who feel like they want to be left alone, period. That's it. But now they see the government persecuting them. No, no, no. And shutting down their way of life. So we have a lot of this. We'll also get to, and let me know when we have Alina Haba. We're waiting her. We're going to have her in just a sec. But I will tell you that Nate Silver is coming out and he's blasting pollsters, saying they're purposely skewing the numbers, something he calls herding. But they're skewing the numbers, he says, because they want to make it look like it's close. So I think that Nate's numbers showing that Trump is 55 to 45, that's what he's polling at, that Trump gets 55% of the vote and that Harris gets 45% of the vote. But I keep saying, don't take this for granted. You know, I'm glad that people are saying it could be close because everybody needs to get out there and vote, swamp the vote. And so I'm not exactly sure because my husband actually, thank you, Larry Menti, just texted me with that Nate Silver report. He was on there furious that they're misreporting it. But I actually think that plays well for Trump and for Republicans because we don't want anybody staying home. We want to make sure that people know that if you do not vote, you are voting for Harris. Okay. Look at this latest jobs report. Look at the economy. Look at what's happening. Look at Title IX, for crying out loud. We do have Alina? Okay, great. Hey, Alina Haba, thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. I was, my husband just texted me the Nate Silver information where he says, hey, this is not even close, but the news media wants you to think it's close. We also have in our YouTube chat, just so you know, Alina, that one of our loyal listeners and watchers on YouTube says she lives in New Holland, and the Amish and the Mennonites are activated. That they, because of that Amos Miller case, that the Amish are activated. They're waving Trump flags on their buggies, and they are going to vote because they feel the persecution by Democrats.
Yeah, welcome to the club. look, they've been literally hitting us every single day with more content to just be fodder. If you look at Joe Biden and his stupid comment calling us garbage, mm-hmm. and then you look at Mark Cuban and his comment yesterday calling the women around President Trump weak, stupid, etc. I mean, they couldn't be making their own bed in a worse way. I'll be honest with you, as if the economy wasn't bad enough, as if Americans weren't sick and tired of all of this already. We now have another layer of nonsense every single day. And we're winning. And that's the truth. And I keep saying that. We've been winning in the courts. We're winning outside of the courts in the polls. Because the American people, including the Amish, are triggered by what they're seeing, the decisions that are being made, and seeing the left, radical left, which is frankly what Kamala is, for what they are. And we're tired of it. It's been enough already for 3.5 years.
I didn't realize you went to Widener. I didn't realize your Pennsylvania ties until I saw you on the campaign trail. So you do have a lot of ties to Pennsylvania.
Lehigh University, Widener University. What was Widener University? Yeah, now it's called something else. But yes, I do. I have ties there. I have family that lives in Pennsylvania. You know, it's a important place for me. And the last rally I spoke at, I said that was one of, you know, my sister went to Muhlenberg in Allentown. But PA is a place that I called home for a long time. And I know that the PA that I'm seeing now when I'm on the road, people are waking up, they're voting, we're getting more voter turnouts ever. Even though we see cheating, and we already have seen cheating, we're catching it. But, you know, we need everybody to vote early, get out there, make sure you take people with you, because we cannot win without the votes. And that's the truth.
You know, people keep saying, you know, the headlines keep saying, oh, there are more women voters. And they assume that all these women are voting for the Democrats, are voting for Harris. And I keep pushing back on that, Alina, because I keep saying, you know, I'm voting for Trump. I know so many women who are voting for Trump because, first of all, we are moms. We care about this Title IX issue. Nobody's talking about Title IX and this change that's happening, and that it has activated a lot of women who were never political before.
Listen, I've said it, and I make a point of saying it at the rally. I'm not just Trump's lawyer. I'm not just a senior advisor to his campaign. I'm a mom, and I don't like what I'm seeing. And trying to have boys in women's sports, boys in bathrooms with my girls, and vice versa, by the way, I have boys too. I don't want it. I don't want it. And I also don't want my boys turning into girls because some teacher influenced them. I'm not having any of it. And, you know, I'm not shy about my religion. I'm a religious person. I believe in God. I believe in two genders. I do have no problem with the LGBTQ community. Actually, I'm speaking at it tonight. But I will say this. Trump is a unified person, but there are limits and parents have rights. And we have to keep our children safe from all kinds of indoctrination and creeps. And that's my number one priority. That is why I switched to the campaign, is for the future of America. And those are our children.
The cover of the New York Post, say it to their faces. Your face is among those with other, you know, Elise Stefanik and Melania Trump and others. Now the Harris campaign insults women around Trump as weak and dumb. And so, do you think this, combined with the Harris campaign having to now go on the defense at the same time, President Trump is in that garbage truck, and then here in Bucks, you know, with the McDonald's, do you feel the momentum going into Tuesday?
Yeah, we do. And I will say one other thing. Women are usually my biggest fans. And women are usually always coming up to me saying, my daughter loves you. And that is the biggest compliment. Never mind Trump fans. But to have people say, you know, this is, we have such momentum in such a major way because America is tired of being put down and now saying that we're a country in decline is not putting Americans down. It's saying our country is in decline. We got to fix it. And that's just the reality. Those are statistics. Those are numbers. Look at the economy. Look at the jobs. Look at the migrants coming in. Look at the crime. We have so much momentum, and frankly, we have them to thank for it because they just keep putting their foot in their mouth. And every time Kamala speaks, she doesn't talk about policy. All she does is insult Trump. So, yeah, the momentum's major. We're seeing that in the poll. Look at the poly market. Look at all of that. We've got people that are experts on this saying they see momentum like they've never seen. I'm hoping for a red wave. But I can tell you again, we got to get out and vote.
Yes.
I can say so much, but if you don't go do your part for us, we're screwed. So we got to save this country.
Amen. What about the storm-ravaged areas in the South? Are you concerned? You know, I know you've been campaigning all over here in Pennsylvania and Georgia, North Carolina, and so on. But is there a concern about that storm-ravaged area and people not being able to vote?
We've actually put several more additional polling areas for them to vote. We have stand-up areas that they can vote early. We have addressed that, the RNC meeting and the campaign. There's really not a piece of this that we haven't tried to cover as best as we can. But again, it goes to the American people making the effort to get to those locations. We have put them up. Those storms that were unfortunate happened before voting, and we were able to rectify, you know, there's still a lot of work, and FEMA did a terrible job under the Harris administration, but we were able to rectify some civility in terms of voting. So, you know, there's online, if you can go to swampthevote.com, you can find out where you need to go to vote. And we have put up temporary locations to offset what all the damage that these poor people have had to deal with.
More political persecution, Elon Musk. I know he wasn't personally at City Hall, Philadelphia City Hall. His lawyers were, though, in a courtroom fighting our DA Larry Krasner. And I will tell you that even though I'm on the air from 6 a.m. to noon, my boss let me sneak out to get my teenage son a costume because he wanted to be Buddy the Elf. So I snuck out, ran down there, and literally as they were taking Elon Musk to task with that political persecution, there was a robbery. They had to shut down the store, you know, the Halloween costume pop-up store, and the women in there, all women workers, rattled, customers rattled. This is Philadelphia.
Terrible.
I know, it's crazy, right? And I couldn't, you know, all of us couldn't help but think of that. You know what I mean? Here, like a couple blocks away, you've got our district attorney with the level of crime we've never seen like this on the streets as far as these, the effect of these kinds of crime, which I guess, Alina, in the stats column, they would say, oh, well, it was just, you know, they stole some costumes. But if you could have seen the aftermath of these employees and customers, I mean, the women, their hands were shaking. Do you know what I'm saying? And then,
well, of course, but that's the problem. Look at New York, another city just like Philadelphia. Their motivations are on political wins because these people they get excited when they disbar a Trump attorney. They get excited when they try and hit Elon Musk because he's trying to motivate people to vote. He's not telling you how to vote. He's telling you just vote. Get out and vote. And the crazy thing is that these DAs and AGs, and this is going to be something that I know the administration really is going to focus on, cleaning up politically motivated people in the courts and politically motivated attacks on your opponents. That's not the way we work in America. That's the way third world countries work. And you're forgetting the citizens that you are supposed to represent. These are elected officials, and you are voted by the constituents of these cities. And when you let them get ravaged and get afraid to walk home because you're too busy fighting Trump and fighting his friends because you want to get some political points from your cronies, well, that's just not American. Mm-hmm. And you're not taking your oath of office very seriously. So, you know, that's going to be a big part of the cleanup, I think, come January 2025 when President Trump's back in.
You know, as somebody who is, you know, you're out on the campaign trail, you are a respected attorney in court with President Trump. I will say this to you, and I've said this from day one, all these legal, I'm not a lawyer. I have so much respect for you, Alina, but I've said from day one, all these cases go away. they all go away.
They have been. And they have been. And you know, that was part of my thing with Mark Cuban, if you saw my remarks on X. And my thing was, you know, and I've sat quietly for years as the Jimmy Kimmels, the Views, they call me stupid, you can't win a case, she's a loser. Well, guess what? I lost one case that I tried. And that case had already been lost. And I had to just do the damages portion. I hadn't lost another case for the president. I've actually won more cases than any other attorney on his team. Mm-hmm. But that rhetoric, that negative, you know, she's stupid, she's this, she's that, you know, it's a shame. And I want to see that stop, because I don't do that to Biden's attorney, Hunter's attorneys. Mm-hmm. I don't find that I need to do that. I think that that's low-level stuff when you're really pathetic and have nothing else to say. But I would like them to educate themselves. And I was actually happy Mark Cuban did what he did, because I got to snap back at him and tell the world what I've been waiting to say for 3.5 years. Because when you make stupid comments like that, you're good. Listen, you play with the bull, you get the horns. I was so sick of it. And they have been going away. And we are winning. Just take a look at the attorney general case in the appellate division, what those judges said to the AG's lawyers.
Yes.
They slammed them. It was viral. They were like, how dare you do this? You used a law that you should. The things I've been saying outside the courtroom steps, as everybody has called me stupid, dumb, a loser, the things I've been saying are true. And I want to see some apologies come out, because if, as Americans, you have to be accountable. And you have to say, maybe I was wrong. Because the appellate division is saying they're wrong.
Yes.
And I've been saying it for 3.5 years, and I'm sick of it. Honestly, I am. But thank God we have President Trump. He's leading the charge. He has really been a champion. I'm so lucky to work with him and for the American people, because he's given me that opportunity, truly.
Alina Haba, we have to let it go there. Thank you so much for joining me, and Godspeed.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thanks, Alina Haba. Isn't she great?
She
and
knows.
Thank you, Dan Borowski, the great Dan, again, you know, setting her up. But it angers me that people say, I guess if she were ugly, maybe then they would say, well, she must be smart. Because they'll say, oh, well, he only surrounds himself with, you know, hot chicks or beautiful women. Well, really? So now because they're brilliant and they happen to also be beautiful, you're going to assume something? How sexist is that, right?
I've dealt with tons of women in the Trump campaign, Dawn, and I am just astounded. I feel so stupid sometimes in dealing with these women myself. And I just to
well,
hear
you shouldn't.
Thank you, Dawn, but I do. I do have a Polish last name. Let's remember that.
Stop.
But no, to hear those comments from Cuban, I mean, even as a guy, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, my wife, she's supporting Trump. She's a smart woman. She's a high-level accountant, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy to think something like this.
Yeah. So thank you for booking her. I hope we can continue the conversation. But how many, and, you know, Jimmy Matthews on the, he makes me sad because he goes, it's nauseating when you're saying all this about Trump and Vance. But part of the reason I think people like Jimmy, who I know is a good person, feels that is because he believes the news headlines, right, that tell us, oh, well, he's a criminal. He's done these horrible things. All these, trust me when I tell you this, all these cases, this lawfare, they're getting turned over, just like, you know, attorney Alina Haba just said. But it influences people. And when the apologies come out, well, we'll see if they do. They should apologize to the Jimmy Matthews of the world. They should apologize to all the people who believed something that was based on a vicious lie. And this persecution, this weaponized DOJ, this is wrong. It's not who we are as Americans.
It's fascinating to see, and I don't want to use the term brainwashed, but it's hard to think that a lot of people, like reading Reddit a lot of times, and Reddit was just kind of exposed as having, you know, a lot of influence by the Kamala campaign, but there are real people on Reddit too, and real people that actually believe that Trump is going to end the world, essentially, that Trump's going to come after, jail people, they're going to throw them in concentration camps. It's nuts that they've got people believe in this crap.
Well, I remember on the Zioli show way back 9 years ago, we were on afternoons, and he used to do like this whole bit with that about, because remember, it's, oh, Trump, when they started getting serious, they started saying, oh, well, Trump, you know, he's going to have the nuke codes.
Yeah.
We're going to end up in a nuclear war. Notice I don't say that anymore, because he was president for 4 years, and we had peace and prosperity.
Yeah, and there weren't concentration camps. I don't think they were, right?
But I think a lot of people say, oh, 34 felony counts. You know what I mean? It'll all get overturned. But the truth is, a lot of people believe the so-called mainstream media. And so to me, this warrants FCC fines. And we need accountability. We need to restore our institutions, including medical institutions. Look at what Fauci, look at the pandemic, look at, you know, all of this. We should be able to trust. And so to me, and I say that even no matter what it means politically, we have to have that balance. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
855-839-12.
Hey, a guy that's been waiting a lot today.
Okay.
John in Philly.
Hey, John.
I've been waiting in line. I don't want to keep him waiting in our line.
Oh, we don't want you to wait in my line. Thank you, John. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you. But call Haba back because in Doylestown, they seem to be slow rolling the line here. I'm told there's only one printer working. There's no way they're going to handle everybody by Friday.
God.
This is the third day I'm here. This is ridiculous. This is voting. This is playing with votes. It's pretty obvious who's running the show up here. But all of us out here in line, mainly Trumpers, we're just standing out here. This is a waste of time. They're stealing our votes without stealing. They're still stealing up here. We need help. Nobody's doing anything. This is ridiculous.
And John, just because I had somebody else talking in my ear, where are you exactly? Tell me where that's happening because I'm going to call Linda.
It's in Doylestown.
Oh, you're in Doylestown. Okay.
You know, they extended it to Friday. Big deal.
Right.
Big deal. And it means nothing if they're slow walking it. You mean the taxes we pay up here, we only have one printer working? I mean, really? Or whatever line of horse crap they're laying on? I mean, it's horrible. This has got to stop. And by the way, Trump's right to try bill is why my wife is alive, and I want the whole world to know it. That's why you should vote for Trump, because he gave us a chance. All right?
So this is...
I'm tired of this shit. I really am.
We got to talk. All right, John.
Sorry about that.
No, we dumped it. We're good.
I love that you said that.
Kind of things.
And I want to hear more.
We're all emotion, man.
Yeah. I want to hear more from John and about that, if we can get his number, Jimmy. Because the right to try, a lot of people don't even know this. Go ahead.
Gladly, I'll give you my number. I'll tell the world.
Thank you.
She's alive because of the right to try bill.
So
people, put your politics aside. Yeah. Think about it. It's country over party.
And John, Trump has talked about this. He explained it at Drexelbrook. But can you just tell us what your wife's diagnosis was and how she's doing? I know,
stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Pancreatic?
Stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Oh. But thank God we're able to get drugs from other countries because the FDA doesn't want to allow it here. They don't want to talk about ivermectin. They don't want to talk about any of this stuff. They want us to take their poison crap. This is horrible. But she's alive now, 2 years now because of it, which she should be in a grave, but she's not. And people want to... Oh, Trump's this, he's that. No, he saved lives. Wake up, people, because I, God forbid, you're in my boat someday.
Yeah. John, thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless. I'm praying for you and your wife. And Dan, I know Dan and Jimmy are too. Thank you so much.
I'm going to call John back there.
Yeah, thank you.
A lot of outpouring of support, too. Will says, wow, Sue's love you, John, over on the YouTube chat, so.
Stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Mm. My mom's best friend died of that. When she got the diagnosis, it was quick because that's a nasty one. And if you've heard Trump talk about this, how many, and it's estimated in the millions, people, if you're familiar with this, so Trump got everybody in a room. I wish I had this audio because I logged that actually the other day. He was at Drexelbrook. He explained the whole thing. He got everybody that needed to be in the room. He got them all together during his presidency. And he said, this is too important. So let's put everything aside. Let's make this happen. Because he's saying like the pharmaceuticals and whatnot, see, they don't want it. Like my mom, and if you saw her, you'd say, that's not your mom, that's your sister. My mom, Rosemary Dawn, that's where I got my name, you know, in her early 60s, ALS, Lou Gehrig's horrifying disease, if you know Lou Gehrig's ALS. And right away, we're like, aren't there any trials? Aren't there? And the doctors were saying, you know, this thing called stem cells. And by the way, my mom loved Trump. Loved him from the escalator on. And so, no, we're sorry, Mrs. Stenslin, we can't. There's nothing for you. There's nothing for you. I just wonder, even looking back at, you know, cases like that, where you're not allowed to have these experimental situations because the pharmaceuticals don't want that to weigh down the drug and then deny the approval, because that's how it all works with the government. And so Trump just streamlined it, got the most important people on the issue, got them all in a room and said, how do we make this happen? And that's exactly what John was talking about, that you would have a right to try it, and they're saving lives. It's incredible. And it's really a miracle. And that's the kind of thing somebody like Trump is willing to do. And that's why the swamp hates him. That's why they fear him. Are you kidding me? And so to the Jimmy Matthews of the world, where you're saying, you know, I know there's so much that you don't like, but how do you deny somebody like John, who's saying this is too important, because God forbid your loved one is diagnosed with one of these diseases, they lose the lottery like my mom did. And at that point, the government says, no, sorry. And so that's the kind of thing that Trump is so good at. And he cares. He does it because he cares. 855-839-1210.
It's just an angle that you don't think of often, but wow.
There's so many of them.
It's amazing, Dawn. I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I bet you that my mom, I know she's up in heaven. She's praying for Trump from heaven. You should have heard her. And you would say, Rosemary, you know, born again Christian, and you would have thought she would have gone for Jeb Bush. And she said, they're going to crush Jeb Bush. They'll make him look like an idiot, just like they made George W. look like. Remember that? And she said, right. Trump can break through. He can break through all of this. My mom was right. I know she's in heaven. He's got a lot of angels. Let me tell you, that's how he dodged that bullet that did graze his ear, but by the grace of God. So, Denise, I see your texts. I'm getting texts from my Italy friends, and I'll see you tonight, to some of you, Denise included, and Mary. You know, that's a thing. The last trip to Italy with Conservative Tours, I have such great friends. We're getting together tonight, a group of us. And that's just it. Lifelong friends. That's what you make.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking news right now, as we have this court extension rightfully giving Bucks County voters, and I wish they had done this across the region, quite frankly, because I think people were caught in long lines in different situations where they were not able to exercise their right. No excuse voting with the mail-ins in other counties, but in Bucks, the phone lines have been jammed, lit up with many of you talking about these long lines, printers down. So I did alert Linda Kearns during I'm waiting to hear back from her, but I'm letting her know every detail that you're saying, because maybe they'll have to extend it further. I don't know what they're going to do, but I am reaching out. So we'll get that update for you. You know, we talked about this issue, and God bless you, John, in Doylestown, calling about, you know, your wife. And what Trump did with the right to try, with medications that are life-saving, that are not approved in this country. And that brings us to Steve in Bucks County with your own story. What happened to you, Steve?
Hello, Dawn. I'm a former school board member, council member, and I just like to share firsthand of what I know about Bob Casey. And a lot of people say he doesn't do much as a senator, but they say he's a nice guy, a good man, and he's not. Okay? And let me tell you why. Back when I was on the school board, when I first thought I was uncovering improprieties, okay, it turned out to be massive and pervasive corruption. That was four school districts in three counties. we came across things like double billing, triple billing, billing for no service provided, billing for service provided by volunteers. We obtained copies of contracts where in Delco where they forged the signatures of witnesses. Illegal unapproved contracts where hundreds of thousands of dollars were missing. And this investigation, and I still have the documents on this, by the way, this fell in the lap of Bob Casey as he was Auditor General in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. What does he do? He drags his feet for 18 months. Then he comes out with a report saying it was nothing but sloppy bookkeeping. Okay. So they use Bob Casey's report to sue me. I get dragged through the, for 2 years. I get dragged through the court system where a rogue swamp judge took everything away from me and my wife while she was dying of cancer. Okay. It was the most horrible. Our courts are being used to enable and protect corruption. They took everything. Last time I called up, I said the judge's name. I won't say because I got hung up on. But
okay.
It's happening out there.
I'm so sorry, Steve.
You're
I will check
person.
Into it.
That's
just so sad. I'm so sorry to hear that. I think that we thought it was one of those right to try cases that he was going to be talking about because in the call in our screening process, he was saying that, and I'm so sorry, first of all, that his wife was dying of cancer and then to have the stress of something else layered on it. That's heartbreaking. But I did, like I say, I did reach out to Linda Kearns just to alert her to a lot of your concerns because we're, like I say, we've had the phone lines lit up as far as that goes. I know that Dan has been working on it. I'm sorry. I have sent you so much as far as the Nate Silver stuff. Who do we have here? Oh, sorry. So let's, is it my next interview? I'm sorry. I didn't see you were there. Cliff Maloney Jr. Cliff, thank you so much. I'm sorry I didn't see that.
Great.
I didn't see that you had called in. Hey, Cliff.
No, it's great to be here. Things are on fire here on the ground in Pennsylvania. Very exciting.
So tell me what you're doing and tell me how it's going as you are
sure.
part of those part of the army of, if you will, of people who are getting out the vote, and we thank you for doing this. Tell me what you're doing, Cliff.
Yeah, sure. So I'm the CEO of a group called Citizens Alliance, and we have a program specifically in Pennsylvania called the Pennsylvania Chase, or the PA Chase. Folks can learn more about it at pachase.com. But here's the skinny. We've got 120 full-time staffers that we've had on the ground since September 1. These are ideologically driven young people, very conservative. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to knock 500,000 doors in Pennsylvania to help flip PA red. And I'm happy to report on your show that as of this morning, we've now knocked on 415,000 doors.
What? Wow.
I think the results, you know, of us increasing the mail-in returns compared to 2020 for Republicans, while the Democrats are decreasing, I think it shows that what we're doing is working. We are not trying to bring Election Day voters and make them vote by mail. We are trying to get a lot of these low propensity, unlikely conservatives that are unlikely to vote, but they are conservative. And I think the numbers show that we really feel confident about where we are right now.
And I should say about you, Cliff, and I should have said this off the top, so I apologize. But as far as where you cut your political teeth, I'd seen a great write-up about you that you actually started out with working on Senator Rand Paul's presidential campaign back in 2016. So it tells us a lot about who you are that you at that point you were with Rand Paul. But, you know, now as a political strategist, a commentator, CEO of Citizens Alliance, and what are you seeing with all of these individuals? What questions are you getting? And mm-hmm. what are they coming? I mean, you're closing in on probably by Election Day, you know, half a million, perhaps, doors knocked on. Are there questions being asked? Are there common themes, common patterns that, you know, your team, your army of individuals are seeing and hearing as they're out there?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great question. And look, we track this minute by minute, right? Okay. I look at a daily report. We're looking and understanding who we're talking to, who our targets are. And we've got lots of partners, right? I do have to give credit. You know, you've got Scott Pressler, you've got Charlie Kirk, you've got the RNC, you've got America First Works. We're all working together, right? We're all singing from the same song sheet. It's the first time I can say that. You know, man, I've been in this, like you said, since 2016. I've been screaming about door-to-door. But now that this ballot chase and in certain states ballot harvesting is out there, you know, you've got to adapt. So let me answer your question bluntly. I have never seen the type of energy across the board from all the people we're talking to. And look, this isn't a primary where I'm knocking doors and trying to talk to a Republican about a liberty warrior who's a constitutionalist versus a rhino. This isn't a general election where I'm out there trying to talk to swing voters. This is chasing ballots. So every door that you knock on, right, these are fun doors, right? People aren't slamming their, oh, yeah, you know, it's Bob, listen, I know you got a ballot in there. We want to make sure you vote Republican up and down the oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to get, can you commit to sending it in today? Will you drive to the county office today and drop it off? Those are the conversations. But across the board, there's more enthusiasm.
Good.
And there's two demographics I want to highlight. Black men and all Hispanic voters.
Yep.
Okay, are we going to win them in record numbers? I'm not predicting that. But I'm telling you, from our conversations on the ground, because I have roughly 25 black ballot chasers on my team, and the feedback I'm getting from them about black Republicans, black independents, and even some of these moderate black Democrats, they're excited about Trump, and they don't like Kamala Harris. And it's the same thing across the Hispanic community.
Okay.
So I apologize for ranting for so long. What I'm going to end with is say, I think the political shift is before our eyes, and I think that it is being created by Donald Trump. And I don't know where the Democrats go after this election to try to put a coalition together. We're advancing and we're gaining with everybody.
Well, listen, thank you so much. Cliff Maloney Jr., Citizens Alliance. I love that Charlie Kirk and Vivek Ramaswamy, they were in Westchester yesterday. I heard great things. Just real quick here. Are you aware of what's going on in Bucks County? Because our phone lines are lit right now as I speak, Cliff, with frustrated voters who are in line right now because of the extension that was given Bucks. Are you aware? I just want to make everybody aware of it.
Yep, 100% looped in. Scott Pressler is my eyes and ears on the ground.
Cool.
But look, we'll continue to track these things, continue to report them. I got to give credit to the RNC and Elon Musk for kind of setting up these hotlines.
Yep.
But to all your viewers out there, please continue to speak out. And just, you know, we got to continue to expose some of this stuff. But we also have to vote.
Yes.
We have to vote. Okay, make a plan November 5th. Everybody, if we don't, Kamala wins. She could win this.
Yeah, she could. Shudder to think. Cliff Maloney Jr., thank you so much. Thanks, Cliff.
All right, y'all take care.
You too. Hey, we got it. And that's why, because I'm so busy. I'm working a lot, right? We're all working. You're busy. You want to get out the vote. Maybe you're stuck in a line. That's where What a Crock. It's percolating. My crock pot is simmering and percolating. Is that the right word as I speak? Because What a Crock, it saves my butt, you know, pretty much three times a week. Life is hectic, right? Your work, you're running around, the kids, everything. And so thankfully, I can still provide a homemade meal for my family. All I do, thanks to whatacrock.com, these easy to prepare meals make it so simple. Just literally plop one of their meals into my slow cooker in the early morning hours before I leave, go about my day. When I come home, dinner is simmering. Unlike most of these meal kit companies, by the way, there is zero prep required, and the cleanup is quick and easy. It's as simple, like I say, just you drop that meal into your slow cooker, voila, dinner is one and done. So I'm looking for fall comfort food. Like I've said, the white bean chili, that's on the menu for tomorrow's tailgate. You know, I pulled up Donald J. Trump, Right to Try. And, you know, the first thing that comes up is Trump, you know, pushed for Right to Try, but it hasn't really helped. Hasn't really made a difference. That's one of the mainstream media's. That's an out and out lie. If you listen to our callers, John had called and it was a tearful interview. His wife diagnosed 2 years ago with pancreatic cancer stage 4. She is alive today. And he says this is not about politics. It's about saving lives. That was something that Trump pushed hard for. And that brings us to my next caller. This is Dave in Trenton. Hey, Dave.
All right. Well, we're talking about cancer, right?
Yes.
Okay. My mother had ovarian. Ugh. And she got off when stem cell first came in the research.
Yes.
She got offered it. Like 20 people got offered it.
Yes.
In, over here in Jersey. And Prudential wouldn't pay for it.
Ugh.
And so those 20, like 19 of those people ended up living.
That's a miracle.
And Mel Hollemeyer of the New York Yankees was the pitching coach of the Yankees under Joe Torre back then.
Mm-hmm.
And he got it, and he lived. And my father-in-law had pancreatic. And
oh, God.
It's a bad one.
Yeah, that's a very bad
one. 1 year. Yeah, he got the last gift from my son. His first grandson got born like three months before he died. So, you know.
Dave, thank you so much for sharing that. I'm so sorry. You know, your heart goes out to him with thinking about the fact that that's the miracle of Right to Try. Because with ovarian cancer, you rarely hear that people survive that pancreatic stage 4. And yet, this is one of those things that Trump pushed for. Why? Because he loves the American people, just like he said. He cares. And he got everybody in the room together, got them to do this and make it work. And yet the mainstream media, I'm pulling up articles and they say, oh, yeah, Trump 2018, they haven't really saved that many. You know, it doesn't really statistically work out. Shame. Game of Thrones, shame on you. Mainstream media malpractice. Let's get to Lou in Langhorne. Hey, Lou.
Hey, Dawn. This is a really hard act to follow. Oh, my God. I'm the guy that told you years ago about my wife being at you were talking about leukemia.
Yes.
Breakthroughs, and that they used my wife in her study down at the U of P. I think, I don't know if you remember that,
yes.
But she didn't benefit by it, but other people have. But that's not what I'm calling about. You know, I've been a conservative since I came back from, you know, Vietnam, and I observed something about women who are true conservatives. They may be very beautiful, all right? That's fine. That's just a veneer. But what they have that I really don't find in liberal women,
mm-hmm.
they have brilliant. They're brilliant. They have great common sense, and they have class. You either have it or you don't, okay? You have it. Melania Trump has it. Alina Hava has it. I mean, I find this to be true because I look at a lot of different, you know, newscasts, and it just has seemed to me that that's always been the case. And it adds something to you as a person and to the way that you're thought of. So that's what I think. I think conservative women, true conservative women, have great class, and it's not something you can develop. You either have it or you don't.
Aww.
And that's what I think.
Well, Lou, thank you. What a beautiful message. Conservative women. I love it. Thank you, Lou and Langhorne. God bless. And I did remember your story about the leukemia.
It's a tough final hour.
It is, as we talk about Right to Try, and that's Trump. But that's the thing. You know, I never know what you're going to say when you call in and you start this topic. And thank you, Steve, for starting that and reminding us of all of these great policies that Trump, he initiated. Nobody was talking. Think about justice, social justice. He did more for social justice than anybody. They talk a good talk sometimes, but he actually put that in place. I'm telling you, that's why it's part of the reason the swamp fears him. Because he comes in, you know who he owes? He owes we the people. That's it. We the people. And these are the kinds of things that he pushed for, not to line his own pockets. He's already a billionaire, you know?
One final thing. Yes. Phil in Center City, I apologize we didn't get you, but he was going to ask if signs for political candidates are allowed on polls in the city. And I did find a thing from PennDOT. It says political signs cannot be attached on light or signal posts, guide rail, or other PennDOT traffic control devices. But I'm not sure about the other types of traffic devices, so I would Suggests don't remove them or anything, but maybe file a complaint with your council person if you see them up there.
Yeah, because they're everywhere.
They are.
They are literally everywhere. You know, thank you for joining us today. Just a great lineup. Start out with Kathy Barnett, talk to Alina Haba, and then our friend Cliff Maloney Jr. out there doing good things in the community, try to bring some good stuff for you. Dom Giordano is up next with just a stellar show for you. Rich Cioli, well, yesterday and today. And yeah, Chris, he was on with it. Chris goes, what the heck are you on with Dawn at 11:30? I tune in. He was like busting his chops. So we love Rich Cioli, even though you're getting, I don't know, he's getting pretty famous. He's going national.
He's on Fox News all the time. It's great.
And Dom Giordano will be on 6ABC for his brilliant analysis.
He'll be there this weekend, Sunday, Inside Story. Tune in.
Beautiful. Well, that's it for me. Have a blessed Friday. And go Patriots, meaning you, me, and my son's football team. Go Patriots.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.